I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy hour of power. That's exactly what happens when you pray, receive the sacraments, and live in a state of grace, just like Nick Tancredo said, you grow stronger.
That's right.
That's exactly what happens. If you don't receive the sacraments, don't have a life of prayer, and don't live in a state of grace, guess what happens? Spiritually, you grow weaker. It's simple. It's not brain surgery. Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. I'm on duty. Terry, what about you?
Yes, I'm on duty, bro. And I got one of my favorite priest friends that we met when he was newly ordained. And actually, our St. Joseph Communications published something called No Turning Back. And Father Don Calloway is the priest who I'm speaking about. And everybody in the world knows who he is. And he's going to be talking about consecration to St. Joseph again to talk about why we need devotion to her. But you know what, Jess, before we get to the gospel, well, I want to just pray for Vin Scully's wife. She passed away today of Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, wow.
And here, before we pray for the wife, check this out. The most famous sports announcer in history of any sport is Vin Scully. 70-some years calling balls and strikes for the Dodgers for 70 years. And here's what he said, Jess. Here's a man of faith. He said, Vin Scully on the Blessed Mother, her prayers are more powerful than those of the rest of heaven combined. No one was closer, more devoted to Christ on earth. So it is only makes sense to see the same thing in heaven. Now, the Blessed Virgin seeks to help my wife, her spiritual children, to get home and spend eternity with her son. Jess, that's a man of faith. And I want to just acknowledge that. So let's pray for eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let the perpetual light shine upon her. May she rest in peace, and may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Jess, here's a man who's famous, and he talks like a Catholic, and he's not ashamed of it. We need more of that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, Terry. That's not a fake Catholic right there.
Nope.
That's the real McCoy.
Yep.
So that's as real as it gets.
So Jess...
Yeah, let me just mention this one thing before.
Sure. Yeah, before
I don't want to mention that for everybody as Catholics,
yes.
Let's not forget that this month of January,
oh, yeah,
it's dedicated to the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
So just make sure that throughout the month of January,
right,
that you say the name of Jesus, whatever, Jesus, have mercy on me, mm-hmm. Jesus, I trust in you, you know, whatever prayer comes in your heart, throughout the day, keep projecting that prayer out of your heart and out of your lips throughout the month of January, because I'm telling you, that's the name above all names, and that will give you an increase of faith, hope, and love. Terry?
And you know, Jess, that's what comes, I said yesterday, about people here having right now in our culture fear and not trust. You see, that's how you have trust. Bring Jesus, call the presence of God. Because right now, the world is so scared of everything right now. Oh, the government's going to, oh, we got to wear a mask, we got to do this. No. I'm saying this, that put your trust in Jesus. Say his name over and over again. Jesus, I trust in thee. Jess, let's get to the soul food of the show, which is the gospel. And actually, you know what, Jess? Yesterday, I'm telling you, the first readings the last couple of days really summarized Christianity,
bro. Okay, yeah. First reading, it's shortened right to the point.
Oh, man, is it?
1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 10 says this, speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
Mm.
Okay, it says this. Beloved, let us love one another. Stop there. Let's define what love is, okay?
Yeah.
Catechism of the Catholic Church says, love is to will and desire what's good for another, okay?
Yep.
Love is to will and desire what's good, what's best for another, okay? Because love is of God. In other words, stop there. Hate's not of God. I know people that tell me, I go to daily mass, but I hate this person, I hate that person. I'm like saying,
nope.
Are you kidding me?
Don't go up to the altar.
I said, what are you doing going to daily mass and hating people? I mean, I've heard people say that, Terry. I'm telling you, this is, but the Bible says, but because love is of God. And let's continue. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. Okay, well, that's in a key passage, those four words. Because I'll be honest with you, I've heard this over and over again for 30 years, God is love, God is love. And sometimes you get tired of it, but it's true. It's biblical revelation.
That's right.
It's true.
Biblical view.
Yeah, it's biblical revelation. So the only thing that I would say is we also have to remember that God is justice as well, because sometimes there's an overemphasis on just God is love, and we forget that there's also going to be a day of judgment. So again, but it is biblical. When people say God is love and you roll your eyes saying, there they go again. No, it's biblical. But again, we have to understand, we're not talking about Woodstock 1960 pot-smoking hippie love. No. We're talking about agape love.
Amen.
Which is self-sacrificing, total surrender. It's a different love from the world, okay? And then it says, in this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world. The term begotten in Greek means one of a kind. It means unique. It means the only one. Or it means he shares the same nature. So that we might have life through him. What type of life? The Greek word there is zoe, which says that if we're in Jesus, we're going to have eternal life. That's the Greek word, zoe. Through who? Through Jesus. Not through Buddha. Not through any, but not through Brahma. As that, congressman said the other day, he gave a prayer and he says amen and a woman. And he prayed to Brahma. Oh. Brahma's a Hindu god. He said this on the floor of the Senate, or on the House. I can't believe this, but let's continue. He says,
it's brutal.
Yeah. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as expiation for our sins. So what does expiation mean? It means that Jesus paid the price for our sins. Why? Because we can't. We're not holy. We're not pure. We're not immaculate. We don't have the wherewithal to pay for our own sins. Jesus Christ expiated. That means he suffered for other people's sins, not for his own. He had no sins, and neither did his mother Mary, because he preserved her from sin. He expiated for our sins. That's why I love Jesus, Terry, because I'm a sinner. He's my Savior, exactly. And there's nobody else.
It's a quite simple equation, Jesse, and Bishop Sheen said it well when he said, sacrifice is the language of love. See? So there you go. Hey, let's bring the smartest guy into the room. Whoa! Yesterday, I had Mother Teresa visiting Bishop Sheen on the train. Today, I have a different person. Are you ready? Father Frank Pavone, who you all know. And I love Father Frank, priest for life. This is a prayer that he shared with Fulton Sheen, okay? And here it comes. It says, prayer to end abortion. This is right on his website. And after I pray this, I want you to get a copy of it. Lord God, I thank you today for the gift of my life and for the lives of all my brothers and sisters. I know there's nothing that destroys more life than abortion, that's for sure. Yet I rejoice that you have conquered death by the resurrection of your son. I am ready to do my part in ending abortion. Today, I commit myself, and I love this next line, Jess, never to be silent, never to be passive, never to be forgetful of the unborn. I commit myself to be active in the pro-life movement and never stop defending life until all my brothers and sisters are protected and our nation once again becomes a nation with liberty, justice, not just for some, but for all, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Folks, get that prayer and pray it. I have it in my prayer book, Jess. I'd forgotten it. It's inspired me to say, I can't give up on the unborn. And when you tell me some other, whether it's the virus, whether it's capital punishment, innocent life, and we're not shutting the economy down. Here's the point I'm trying to say. We got to stand up for life even more than ever if things go the way that I hope they don't go tomorrow. Because I'll tell you, if Biden gets in, Jess, I'm going to be political again. If Biden comes in, just the very fact of thousands of babies will be killed in their mother's womb, because what Biden is going to do is he's going to make it so the Hyde Amendment's gone. He's going to start funding the Mexican agreement there, right, for the worldwide abortions.
Yep.
And babies are going to die because I'm sorry, Jess, I'm getting a little carried away, but I'm going to say it anyway, because we as leaders in our church haven't defended life enough. And that's why I want to talk to Father Don Calloway next segment about St. Joseph as the protector of the church and of the family. I'm done, Jess.
Amen. Terry, today's responsorial psalm, just to give us a jolt in the soul.
Yeah.
It says, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Think about this. Mm-hmm. Right now, does every nation on earth adore Jesus?
No.
Not even close, okay? But I'll tell you one thing. That's eschatology. Psalm 72, today's psalm, reminds us, one day, guess what, communist? Guess what, socialist? Guess what, feudalist? Guess what, dictators? Guess what, Islamic fascist? Guess what? All of you, if you don't repent and bend your knee to Christ the King, you're going to be smashed at the second coming of Christ. Yes, that's actually what the Bible says. I'm not being politically incorrect.
Right. That's right.
Revelation 19, it says, Jesus will make war upon the nations. What nations?
Wow.
The unbelieving nations.
Wow.
And what will he do? It says that in the Bible. He's going to crush them like grapes under his feet.
Pretty graphic.
That's why today's psalm today is powerful. Because you want to get to heaven? This is the goal of the Catholic Church. The social kingship of Christ.
Amen.
That the modernists and the church don't even talk about. We're called to do what Psalm 72 says, to make every nation on earth adore Jesus. That is the goal of the Catholic faith, Terry.
Well said, Jess. When we come back, Father Donald Calloway, regarding his book, Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. Have a great love for the New Year's resolution, to have a greater love for St. Joseph. You'll get that when we come back with Father Don Calloway. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that dial, because we're going to help you fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. As I promised, our good friend Father Don Calloway is here. And for those who are watching on YouTube, you can see he shaved his beard. Holy mackerel. Father Don, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, I got rid of the beard. I kind of regret it now, but what are you going to do, man? I'll grow it again.
You'll get over it. Hey, Father, we're going to talk about St. Joseph this year, because Holy Father, to me, this is the greatest thing Pope Francis has done. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm being honest. I haven't seen as much as previous popes, okay? But he did a great thing by bringing the year of St. Joseph, so I want to commend him for that. And I pray for him every day like the rest of us should. But Father Don, the people listening, I know your background, know who you are. I mean, on the back of your book, you've got Cardinal Burke endorsing your book and saying that in this most troubled situation in the church that we have today, we know that the church is a mess, let's be honest. Cardinal Burke said that. He's saying St. Joseph, first exercised in the Holy Family, then in the Universal Church, is more needed than ever. And I want to talk to you about that question. Drawing upon long tradition of devotion to St. Joseph, Father Calloway invites us to consecrate ourselves to heroically pure and just St. Joseph. And this book, Consecration to St. Joseph, is a rich handbook, this is the cardinal saying it, by which you come to know the wonders of the life and vocation of St. Joseph and to grow in devoted love of him and thus more invoke daily his protection, which we need in the church. Now, that's Cardinal Burke. Then you got a short endorsement from the Most Reverend Athanasius Snyder, who is a member of the Opus Dei, Opus Angelorum, which I am too. And he's one of my favorite bishops in the Catholic Church. And I know, Father Don, you like him too. But he said that you have given the church a precious gift. St. Joseph is the patron of the church. And I love this title, Father Don, Terror of Demons. He said, our spiritual father will teach us to place God above all things, strive for purity of heart, maintain a profound interior life, and have boundless confidence, unchanging truth. Wow. Now is the time for individuals, families, and parishes and dioceses to consecrate themselves to the spiritual fatherhood of St. Joseph. Sign me up, Father Don Calloway. Are you kidding me? Tell us, first of all, how this book came together and what made you want to write a book on St. Joseph.
Well, you know, I've been a priest 18 years now.
That's
and yeah, about 4 years ago,
yeah.
I was just getting bombarded with people coming up to me saying, Father, my family's in crisis. My My parish is in crisis. My diocese is having major problems. What do I do? And I was like, oh, man, I just was hearing it constantly, like every day. And so I said to myself, you know what? Everything seems to be falling down.
Yeah.
We could use somebody right now to build things up. Mm-hmm. And it just dawned on me in prayer, you know, when a house is falling down, it's going to take like a really good carpenter to shore it up again. And I'm like, hello, we've got the greatest builder ever in St. Joseph.
Amen.
When everything looks like it's collapsing, families and parishes and dioceses and all of that, we need to go to St. Joseph right now to shore this thing up, to get back to the basics, to become zealous again, to become missionary again, to become evangelical in that sense of proclamation of the gospel, not worrying about what people think, and saving souls, you know, not being correct, but going out there with zeal. And I was like, Saint Joseph is our guy. He was the first missionary taking Jesus to pagan territory in Egypt. He didn't care what they thought of him. He did it.
Amen.
Right? So this is, I think that the Holy Spirit just said to me, you need to do this and you need to do it now. And I know why the Holy Spirit was saying that to me now, because now we have a year of Saint Joseph. And it's awesome.
Jesse, jump in, brother Jess.
I'll tell you, Father, this is why your book is so important. I have my copy here. So I've read it from cover to cover. I did the consecration. Explain to the audience, because some people may say, maybe some Protestants may be listening or Catholics that don't know, low-information Catholics will say, okay, what's this consecration to St. Joseph? Why should I, as a man or a female, male, why should I consecrate myself to St. Joseph, to a saint? Shouldn't I just consecrate myself to Jesus? What would you tell them, Father?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I mean, that's a legit question. So obviously, everything is primarily about Jesus Christ. He's God. St. Joseph is not God. The Virgin Mary is not God, right?
Right.
But in order to get close to Jesus, I mean, think about it. Like, if you want to know me, I'm just a dude. I'm not God. I'm not the Messiah, right? But if you want to get close to me, if you want to have insights about me, about my childhood, for example, who are you going to talk to? My mom and my dad. They'll tell you. They'll tell you. Well, the same thing with Jesus, right? Jesus is so good that he wants us to get to know his mom and dad, because that's just how it works. You can't be dissing his mom and dad and thinking that you're going to be all buds with him. Like, just like if you dissed my mom and dad, I'd be like, okay, you can be on my bus, but you're in the back. It's going to be a bumpy ride, right? But if you love my mom and dad, I'm going to honor you.
Amen.
Because honor paid to them is pleasing to me. Well, think about Jesus. He's not a robot, right? So if we consecrate ourselves, which means basically to set something aside for a holy purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So a devotional consecration to Mary or to Joseph is to get closer to them, so that we can get closer to Jesus. It's all about Jesus Christ.
Beautiful. Father, in your
book, that makes sense to me.
It does. In your introduction to the book, okay, and I want to recommend, before I get into this question, Father, tell us the easiest way people can get your book, please.
Yeah, we got a website for it where you can get the paperback version. Mm-hmm. You can get the audio book. It's an ebook as well. It's consecrationtosaintjoseph.org.
Okay.
And don't spell out saint. It's just S-T. So consecrationtosaintjoseph.org.
Got it. Well, on your introduction, man, you just cover all the bases of 2,000 years in the sense of what the church has done regarding St. Joseph. And I just want to encourage people to read that, especially the introduction, because you set the stage for why St. Joseph is so important today. But I'm going to ask you a tough question. And Father Don, I don't mean to get you into trouble. Really, I'm not. I want to get you to heaven, right, by, you know, promoting your book. But I got to tell you something. My take on the church right now, like Bishop Cardinal Raymond Burke said, the church is a mess right now. You talk about the family. But you know what? The family's an extension of the church. The family's a mess because, in my humble opinion, and guys dressed like you, I'm sorry, Father, but guys dressed like you haven't carried the baton on and haven't been shepherding the church correctly in the sense of manliness, in the sense of protecting the sheep from the wolves. And it just makes sense to me that this could not only be good for lay people, but for priests, bishops, and even including the Pope. Am I onto something?
Oh, are you kidding me? You're absolutely onto something, because St. Joseph teaches us how to be a father, how to be a man.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like myself, you call me father, right? I've got a certain beauty entrusted to me, which is the church.
That's right.
She's not at my disposal to do with her what I want. Oh, no. I am to serve her, to sacrifice for her, to die for her, which means to die for souls, to give my life for souls. That's what Joseph did for his wife, Our Lady, and for his son, for Jesus. And so all clergy, whether Pope, bishops, or priests, we need to be looking to St. Joseph right now as a model of manhood, as a model of servant leadership. And in that, we will see that what will we see? We need to be pure. That's huge, because there's so much filth in the world and even in the church right now. We've got to be humble. We've got to be zealous. We've got to be courageous. All of those things, those virtues, you will find perfectly exhibited in St. Joseph.
Well,
it's funny. You just, Terry, you mentioned about sometimes we feel like orphans as lay Catholics.
Yeah, I've said that.
That's today's gospel reading in Matthew chapter 6. It says, Jesus had pity on them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And that's the way a lot of us feel right now. But Father, I'm going to tell you why your book is so important. I'm going to get into a little bit of politics here, because you can't separate politics from religion, unlike most people want to. The Masons wanted to do in this country, and they've done it successfully. The separation of politics from religion is not a Catholic social principle. You can't separate them according to Catholicism, but according to Masonry, absolutely, that's what they've done. But here's my point here. Your book, Father, addresses the number one issue, the number one critical issue in our country, in the United States, and what that is patriarchy. There is a, number one, there's a dereliction of patriarchy. There's a lot of men that don't want to act like men. And I'm talking about like properly formed, well-adjusted, St. Joseph-like men. We find betrayers. We find men that are just wolves. We find men that are just avarice. And not only do we find this in the church, we also find it in civil government. And in fact, there's such an attack on patriarchy that Black Lives Matter, on their webpage, they used to have it until they took it down because they realized that they were, you know, hurting the Democrat Party, that they wanted to basically, change the patriarchal family.
Yeah.
And so, Father, I think what you've done here with this book, you're exactly scratching where the country's itching. We have lost our sense of patriarchy, spiritual. Many of our spiritual patriarchs don't know. They act more like social workers, because a priest or a bishop that's just telling you to put on a mask, wash your hands, he's acting like a social worker, not like an apostle. And a lot of our civil politicians, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, that call themselves devout Catholics, they have patriarchal positions and authority. They misuse them, Father. So I think your book is something that secular people and spiritual people, both of us, can derive something from, that St. Joseph is the go-to man when it comes to the proper, well-adjusted, masculine male figure on planet Earth. Am I onto something?
Oh, you nailed it, brother, because that is huge. I was just talking to Scott Hahn a couple weeks ago, and we were talking exactly about this. We were talking about the patricide that is happening in the culture and in the church. And that means basically the killing of the fathers.
Yep.
So when you take out the father, when you take out the head of a family or the head of a parish, well, the children scatter. It's that same principle of strike the shepherd, the sheep will be scattered, right?
Yep.
So, you know, and a lot of people today in this politically correct time that we live in, you know, you talk about these things like a man being the head of the family, they panic, they get all triggered, and they freak out. But it's because so many people have been abused by men and their fatherhood and their strength that they react that way. But see, when you look to our Lord primarily, and then the great St. Joseph, you get the correct understanding of what it means to be the head of the family, the head of the church, a leader. You get that servant aspect, sacrificial aspect. You're not going to harm them. You're going to protect them with your strength. And see, that's what we've got to recapture in the church, in the episcopacy, in the priests, in fathers, in their families. That you're not just fulfilling a function, you're there to actually call out the wolves, protect them, love them, be tender with them, yes, but use your strength to defend them. this is what we've gotten away from today, and we've got to get this back, because we're living in this emasculated time where men don't feel that they can act out in traditional ways because they're called out. They say, that's toxic masculinity. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's virtue. Vir in Latin means man. We need virtuous men on the scene again, in the church and in society.
We also need more priests like you that got a little fire in your belly, Father Don Calloway here for Consecration to St. Joseph. We're going to come back with more about his book that is going to help you fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his church.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
We're back. Terry and Jesse Show. We got Father Don Calloway. Father, I'm going to tell you one of the things that's emasculated a lot of men. After having read your book and just, you know, just looking at our culture the last 40 or 50 years. And for example, again, I'm going to get a little political here. The Supreme Court, these are patriarchal, you know, this is a patriarchal position, Supreme Court justice. You know, they're supposed to protect the country by giving us just decisions and just, you know, rendering just verdicts. Well, again, we got the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, whose name is on the ledgers of having gone to the Epstein's Island. Now, that makes sense to me. He's a patriarch. Once you're compromised sexually, that affects the way you're going to practice your office as a Supreme Court justice. So let's bring that to the micro. Father, a lot of men, just the rank and file, we don't have to be Supreme Court justices like John Roberts. When you start living an impure life, when you start giving into sexual sin and sexual perversion, just that in itself, that basically robs you of your masculinity. It robs you of your virility. And that is, again, the opposite of St. Joseph. St. Joseph probably found his strength, his virility, in the fact that he was a consecrated virgin, in the fact that he was a chaste man. And in that way, because the Bible is very clear about the power of virginity in heaven. In fact, they even have a special status in the book of Revelation. People who are virgins in heaven, they have a special status. That means because they have integrity, they have intellectual integrity, along with their passions are properly ordered. That's where their power comes from. So, Father, again, St. Joseph can help a lot of us as men that are fighting against the demon of sexual perversion. Is that one of the reasons why you wrote the book as well?
Oh, big time. I mean, we live in an age of pornographic filth, which is something far more dangerous than the coronavirus, right?
Amen.
That's something that affects your body. Okay, this is something that affects your soul, that can kill your soul, man, and cast you into the lake of fire. I mean, we're talking about an absolute filth right now on the planet. And that's why so many men are spiritually impotent today, because they're not pure. If you're not pure, you have no power. Mm. The devil doesn't fear you if you're impure.
Yeah.
You're living and you're thinking and you're acting like an animal. He's not worried about you. Remember, Jesus said, it is the pure of heart who will see God. If you're not pure, you ain't got vision. You can't see right. And so this is what we've got to correct in men today, because how many marriages have been ruined through pornography? Because pornography leads to contraception, all kinds of immoral activity, to abortion, to divorce, all this stuff. We've got to recover this. And St. Joseph is our go-to guy. He's the guardian of virgins. He's the great protector of purity. And that lily in his hand is basically the spiritual staff of a warrior. He's the first one, the first knight of Our Lady. He's the defender of purity. That's why we need him today more than ever.
Father, just to follow up, in our country of 330 million people, 110 million, one out of three people in America have sexually transmitted diseases. We spend $16 billion a year taking care of people that have been out of control with their faculties of sexuality. And I just want to make an appeal that when you talk about renewing yourself through St. Joseph. We're talking about getting people to get back to confession, get back into the good graces, and live in the state of grace. And Father Don, isn't it true that any of these people out there listening right now that have been in that kind of lifestyle, that it's never too late to come back? Is that a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. I always tell people, as long as you've got a pulse, you've got hope.
I love it. Right? Yeah.
You're not lost yet. You're still in time. Amen. We can all convert and be reconciled to the Lord and change our ways. This is the graced moment that we're living in. Once we're dead, game over. I mean, you can't do it at that point. So take advantage of the time now to convert your heart. Go to confession. Turn your life around. And that is that not the first words out of the mouth of St. John the Baptist and our Lord himself? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
That's important.
Amen, brother. Thank you.
Father Calloway, well, and Terry, just want to mention a good news report just came in. I'm getting several texts.
Yeah.
They're reporting that Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia just won the Senate seat.
What?
So, yeah. So that's what I'm getting.
The babies are going to jump in their mother's wombs with joy.
Yes. And she's, by the way, she's a practicing Catholic. And so is the other Republican senator from Georgia. Both of them are practicing Catholics. And according to what I've just received right now from several people, she just won the Georgia Senate seat. And she's also said that she will oppose certification of the Electoral College tomorrow. So that's good news.
Wow.
Father, wanted to mention something else regarding St. Joseph and how important he is to us. Now, I'm going to share something with you. This may be new, Father. I read your book, and it's, I don't know how many pages it is. It's
over 300, 400.
Yeah, it's a wealth of information. Wealth of information. But I think I'm going to share something with Father Calloway that it may be new for him.
Live radio, go for it.
Yeah, let's see. I don't know. I may actually teach Father something. Father Calloway, did you know that, and this was taught by Father Chad Ripperger. He teaches this in his lectures. He says that the reason Satan is so dangerous and vicious is because Satan has a father wound. So he says Satan roams the earth with a father room because he's rejected God's patriarchy. Mm. And so this is the sense of loss that he senses now and makes him so dangerous is that he roams the earth with a father wound. Have you ever heard that before? I found that interesting from Father Ripperger.
Yeah, I've heard kind of a variation of it. And he's right. He's absolutely right. Because if you think about it, we call the devil the ape of God, right?
Mm. Yep.
He simply mimics or mocks what God does because he can't create anything on his own.
Right.
And so what does he seek to do? He seeks to mock or imitate that fatherhood. That's why he's called the father of lies.
Mm.
He's a father, but he's the father of lies. And so that our Lord calls him that.
Yeah.
And so that's important. So yeah, Father Ripperger, he's definitely onto something there.
Father, let me ask you this. Tomorrow's a great feast day of St. André Brissette. He has the shrine in Montreal, the St. Joseph's there, shrine there, and I've been to many times. And in your book, you really highlight him. I mean, he was built like me. He's just a short little guy. And I've been there, and I said, his whole life he promoted devotion to St. Joseph. But can you just tell us a little bit about why Brother André Brissette, a humble brother, was such a great saint for promoting devotion to St. Joseph?
Yeah, he was. He's one of my favorites, too. And I've been to that oratory in Montreal. It's it's a massive edifice. I mean, it's gargantuan. It's the largest shrine to St. Joseph in the world.
Yep.
And it comes from this humble little guy who was a doorman. He answered the door at the monastery.
That's right.
And he was never a priest. A lot of people think he was a priest. Nope. He was never a priest. Humble guy who just prayed with people, told them to go to St. Joseph, listen to them, talk to them. But I mean, the whole world, you know, knew about his holiness.
Yeah.
And from him, we get this great shrine dedicated to St. Joseph. And I think this is important because a lot of people think, well, I'm nobody. You know, I have to be really intellectual or write books to be able to do so. No. You can be somebody who is so simple that like a doorman, you know, that, you know, insignificant in the eyes of the world. You don't have to be ordained. And see, this is important, too. Think about this. Who is the greatest saint after the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Catholic Church? Mm-hmm. It's not a pope. It's not a bishop or a priest.
Nope.
It's a layman, Saint Joseph.
Amen.
The greatest male saint was a layman. And see, that's the kind of stuff that somebody like Brother St. Andre points to, is the greatness of all of us called to sanctity. You don't have to be, you know, somebody in the eyes of the world. You can be simple, humble, and yet you're called to greatness. And I just love him.
Father, can I share a quick story? It's not in your book, but one I read from up there. He was, like you said, a very simple soul. He was a Holy Cross Fathers, and those guys would teach at Notre Dame, and they had PhDs, and they were educated men, but he was the, you know, lay brother who's the doorman. Well, one Lenten season, they were reading different books at the dinner table, and Brother Andre, man, they go, "Hey, brother, you got any insights on the Passion of Christ?" And he just comes up and says something really beautiful about how the beautiful Passion of Christ and how beautiful it is to meditate on that. And they go, "Brother Andre, wow, where did you get that? What book did you get that out of, man? I want to get a copy of that book. Where is it?" And he says, "Brothers, I didn't get it out of a book. Where did you get it, brother?" "On my knees in front of a crucifix." Doesn't that sound like him, Father Don?
That's the best kind of theology right there, my friend. Theology on your knees. If it's not on your knees, it's just all about you.
Amen, brother. I had to share that one because that one moved me when I heard that story. And you know what, Father? A man who told me that story knew Brother Andre, who was still at the shrine back in 1989, and he told me that story. You see how that just moves people? Now I'm sharing it with you, and hopefully others are going to share it with others, because devotion to St. Joseph brings us to Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, it says that Jesus, after he was lost in the temple, I mean, he wasn't lost, right? But they lost him. He knew where he was, but when they found him, it says that he went to Nazareth with them and increased in wisdom and stature before God and man. So in his human development, you know, he increased in those things, just like all children do. But the key word is increase, because Joseph, that's what Joseph, that name etymologically means, increase. Yeah. St. Joseph is the increaser. He will increase your relationship with Jesus Christ. He will increase virtue in your life. He will increase your holiness. And that's what we need today, to go to the great increaser, St. Joseph.
Woo! You get me all fired up. Get the book, everybody, if you don't have it. Consecration to St. Joseph, Father Don Calloway. Hey, I just want to make a quick note. We got the Spiritual Warfare Conference coming up really quick on the 16th. If you want to come to it through, you know, your computer, just go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call us at 877-526-2151. When we come back from the break, I want to ask Jesse some more questions about why devotion to St. Joseph is so important in these times that we're living in today. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I love to say we're too blessed to be stressed. We're too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, we'd be billionaires. We'll be right back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Terry and Jesse Show, we're here with Father Donald Calloway talking about his book, Consecration to St. Joseph. Father, I'm going to quote Archbishop Vigano. He wrote a letter to to President Trump.
Yep.
Here I'm getting political again. And he actually said that there are two things that historically are holding back the man of sin, the son of perdition, the Antichrist. Archbishop Vigano said in this letter, he said the papacy is generally the office that holds back the Antichrist. Now this is what Archbishop Vigano said in the letter. He said that office has been compromised at this point right now. So he said, we don't have the patriarchal protection coming from there. That's what he's saying. I'm just quoting him. But then he also told President Trump that he has civil patriarchal authority through being the most pro-life and pro-religious liberty president in the history of our country, and that his presidency in some way, shape, or form is holding back the man of lawlessness. So I found it very interesting the way Archbishop Vigano said that it's patriarchy that holds back even the Antichrist in this day. So my question to you, Father, is this why you gave us that chapter on St. Joseph, Terror of Demons? To show us as Catholic men that he's the go-to guy to hold back the many antichrists with a small a in our life that seek to harass, torment, vex, and annoy us. Is that why you put that chapter in there?
Yeah, I mean, that and for many other reasons. It goes back to that whole thing that we've been talking about, is the killing of the fathers, and the, you could also say, the emasculation of fatherhood and men in general, so that they just become soft and kind of paper pushers, and really of no real consequence. That's why we live in a time when many people say you don't even need men in the family now. So, you know, you can you know, have a baby without them now, they say, right? So they just need a certain part of the man to have the baby, but you can now have two mommies, you know, society says, or two daddies. We're so messed up in our thinking that we've got to recover this, because, I mean, think about it. There's so many people today that are talking about defund the police, right? Look, that is so crazy. That's going to lead to chaos. That's defunding that's what's supposed to be a servant leadership to protect you, to defend you. Can those things be abused? Sure. We don't throw the whole thing out, right? That's craziness.
Yep.
What we need to defund today is basically the education system, because it is warping minds with this craziness that we've got going on, where just the other day, I don't even know his name, but somebody said a prayer in one of the Congress things, and he said amen, and then he said a woman.
Yeah.
What? I mean,
yes.
That don't even make sense. I mean, that is not gendered word. That not talking about masculinity there. So, and yet people take this stuff seriously. This is the direction that the United States is headed in. We're in big trouble. I mean, we have got to get back the right understanding of patriarchy and masculinity and manhood, fatherhood, and being husbands, or we're in big, big trouble. That's one of the major reasons why men need to be terrors of demons again.
Amen.
Just like St. Joseph.
Amen.
Father, I hope you're able to send a complimentary copy to every bishop in our country, if somebody may have given money for that endeavor. Because I'll be honest with you, a lot of our bishops, they need to retweak their priesthood and realize that they're called to be the St. Josephs of the diocese. And I say this because ever since the Summer of Shame, we've discovered how widespread sexual perversion is in the Catholic Church, even in the highest authorities. And so this book isn't just written for lay people. I'm sure you also wrote it with the clergy in mind. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We all need this, from the Pope to the people in the pews. Yeah. Every person needs this. And you're right. I mean, especially the leaders, because their impact, what they can do, is tremendous. You know, so I do pray. If there is somebody who wants to donate a copy to every bishop, please contact me. I'm absolutely on board.
Let me just mention Bishop Strickland's hour, which is coming on right after our show today. He told me, and I know he's endorsed your book, so folks, get it. Bishop Strickland said there's two things that fired him up as a bishop. Now, he told me just last week that on his phone, he has a saver of Thomas A. Becket, okay, the great Thomas Becket that President Trump spoke about on his 850th anniversary of his death. He said that bishop gives me strength to speak up even when the pressure says I shouldn't. So that's number one. And number two, he told me that his devotion to Saint Joseph has grown, and it's been very instrumental in having him as a bishop to, again, protect his flock. And so if you notice, a guy like Bishop Strickland, and I'm prejudiced, I do a show with him every week, but I'm prejudiced because every single week the man speaks like a lion, okay, Father? And he says that Saint Joseph is his patron. And so, don't we need more bishops like Bishop Strickland, or am I overestimating my comment here, Father? What's your take on Strickland?
I love Bishop Strickland. I mean, I mean, really and truly, he, to me, is just such an inspiration. Because you're right. When I hear him speak, he's gentle and he's kind of got that Texas talk. You know, I love it. But I hear Jesus Christ. I hear the voice of the shepherd calling me, and I follow that voice. You know, I mean, that is important to me, because sometimes, you know, when I hear certain people speak, I don't hear that voice.
Yeah.
It's not the voice of Jesus that I'm hearing. And so when somebody like Bishop Strickland speaks, I hear Jesus Christ and I follow. I mean, I love him. God bless him.
Yeah, we need more Bishop Stricklands in the church today. Jess, go ahead, brother.
Father, what can you say? We got a few minutes left. Let's bring it down to the micro. What would you share in about 2 or 3 minutes for every Catholic layman? We're not talking about priests or bishops or pope. We're talking about the layman, the guy that is you know,
the spiritual
leader of his house.
Yep.
What would you say that he can derive from reading this book? What would it teach him?
You've got to man up. You've got to take up your God-given role for your family. I mean, think about this. The Holy Family, you've got Jesus, who's God, Mary, who's a perfect creature, and St. Joseph. Well, whose role was it to lead the prayers? It wasn't Jesus's role. It wasn't Mary's role. It was Joseph's role, the least of those three. And yet they weren't jealous. They let him fulfill his role. Don't usurp the Father's authority. Whether you're in a parish, let Father do his role, right? Yeah. Let Father be Father. That's what Jesus and Mary did. So men need to take that up. They need to be the ones leading the family in the religious practices. They need to be the ones leading the family in prayer. They need to be the ones doing these things because it has stick. It's given by God, this role. And that is one of the many things that men in particular will get from this consecration to St. Joseph. Live out your manhood, your fatherhood, and your being a good husband.
And Father, I'll say this is very important also, because when it comes on a spiritual level, in the spiritual realm, the demons realize, they know based on natural law and divine positive law, they know that the man is the priest of the home.
That's right.
They know that, and they yield to the authority of the man. And they know, demons also see, when there's usurpation going on within the family, when you have an uber wife, spiritually, and the father is dead, there's a disorder there, and the demon will be all over the kids. So that's my comment on that.
Well said.
Father, we definitely want to get your blessing before we wrap it up.
And Father, let me just jump in.
But
one
how
more.
Do we get your book?
That's what I
how
want
do we
to
get
talk
your
about
book?
You again. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so to get the book, we have a website, consecrationtosaintjoseph.org, but it's at Catholic bookstores. It's on Amazon. You can get it everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hey, good news real quick. I just want just got another bunch of texts. It says David Perdue just won the Georgia Senate.
What? Seat.
Okay, so it looks like I got about five or six people texting me that both of the Catholic Republican senators in Georgia that they've won the seats, and both are going to object on January 6th. So let's keep the prayers going.
Wow, that's amazing. Father Don, I just want to follow up one more thing about your book, about how people can actually, let's say some people say, well, I don't want to do it alone. Can't you have groups together? Give us an idea of how, when, in other words, there's no set date. You can do it anytime you want, but share with us so that they will overcome that obstacle of saying, well, I don't want to do it alone. How can they do it with a group of people?
So it's designed to be done both ways. So you can do it by yourself, but in the book, there's also the group format where you have the group leader. It tells their responsibilities, what they do.
Yeah.
It's got questions for group sharing.
Good.
When you meet, how often you meet, all that kind of stuff. It's all in the one book. So you don't have to buy all other kind of programs and stuff. It's all there. And many people are doing it as a group, and they're loving it.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm hearing right now, I'm getting texts from people saying, yes, that's what we did. Amen to that. You know, all this. People love the book, Consecration to St. Joseph. Great book by Father Don Calloway. Also, Father Don, just a real quick note. Are you still promoting vocations? Are you still the director for vocations?
Oh, yeah. We're doing great. Right now, even in light of the world situation, we've got six guys that are applying this year. So
awesome.
Praise God.
And how can people contact you if they're thinking, young men that want to become priests in your order? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so I have my own website. It's fathercalloway.com. If you go there, there's a vocation. It says vocations. Click that link, and you can send me an email, or you can even give a call. Absolutely.
Good. Awesome. Well, Father Don, how about your priestly blessing upon our listeners on YouTube, Facebook, radio stations, AM, FM, all
Rumble.
Over the world? Please give us your blessing.
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, pour down your graces and mercies upon all the listeners and viewers. Help them in these difficult times to have faith over fear, to trust, and to know that you are the Lord of history. We ask this through the intercession of Our Lady and the great Saint Joseph. Blessing of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Father Don Calloway, thanks again. I know your schedule's tight, but I'm telling you, you know, you always have an open door here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. You just call, and you're on with us, brother. Thanks so much for all you do for Jesus, Mary, and St. Joseph.
Thanks, brothers. God bless you guys.
God love you.
God bless you.
Jesse, every time I hear Father Don speak, I mean, I go back, I guess, 17 years ago when he had his conversion story, But, I mean, we need more priests like him that are out there spreading the faith with just simple Catholic teachings and with passion. So, hey, brother, can you refresh our memory? Some people are shocked. Give us the good news story again, which you, with the information you have right now about the election in Georgia.
They're Catholics, by the way.
Yes.
And the Republicans, the two senators from Georgia, have just won their seats. They've just won re-election. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I'm getting several people that are texting me. So that's good news, Terry. It looks like the Senate will remain in the House.
The babies are, like I said, Jess, the babies are going to be protected by that election because...
Yeah, because that's a firewall.
Oh, you got it.
But for the Republicans to control the Senate, that's a firewall to... crazy, progressive, pro-abortion legislation coming from a potential Biden-Harris stolen presidency.
Absolutely. Hey, up next, Bishop Joseph Strickland that Father Don Calloway talked about. What a great man. And don't forget, the 16th is right around the corner for January, the Spiritual Warfare Conference. Go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. You can sign up on the virtual conference, or you can call us at 877-526-2151. Jesse Romero, what state should we be living in, brother?
State of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. And don't forget, we're called to be great saints. Don't miss the opportunity. And as Jim Caviezel says, set yourself apart from this corrupt generation and be saints. You weren't made to fit in. You were born to stand out. God bless you. Keep the faith.